Welcome, 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 everybody, to the official Algorithm Talkback with the cast and the crew and the writer of the beautiful, beautiful Algorithm production. But before we move forward, I want to make sure to everybody listening out there in the world that if you have not listened to episodes 1 through 9, that you should stop right here and you should go back and listen to everything before you move forward to this special episode 10, because we don't want to spoil anything. And with that being said, let's start with our wonderful director, Noeem.
Hi, I'm Noeem Sharug, co-producer and director of Algorithm.
Hi, I'm Elise Sojolina, and I'm the playwright.
Akili Brown, and I am narrator and co-producer.
I'm Ellen Coe. I'm the announcer and co-producer.
Then we will move over to the cast.
Hi, I'm Jesse Aftel, and I play Luke.
Hi, I'm Chris Bramson, and I play Mamie.
Hi, my name is Andy Lemus, and I play the custodian in June.
I'm Daniel Gans, and I played Spencer.
And I have to give a big shout out to our previous director who would have directed the theater play, Tim Lashkolnik, who actually was responsible for the cast. They are just perfect. They are amazing actors. It's all Tim's work. So thank you so much, Tim.
And Elisa, when we first started working on this project, it was supposed to be on stage and we had these thoughts and ideas, and then the world changed. And then we went silent for a while and trying to figure out like who, what, where, when, not knowing what to do. But then we came back to you and we said, a podcast. How did that feel for you?
I think I screamed because I didn't want it to be a Zoom play. And I'm a big fan of, I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. And so that's my kind of way into the, into the world, or like true crime comedy podcasts, really. It's a very specific niche. And, you know, it was really fun to write, also knowing that actually you would be the narrator, and to create kind of a new character and new text and have a kind of a through line that connects all the scenes. And I also think episode 9 works in a very interesting way with a twist in an audio. So in episode 9, when there's this whole like human machine and conversation about bodies, I like that it's disembodied because there's this other layer of like, ooh, what space are we actually in? And the audio works better to capture this cyberspace new reality that this play might be in.
Now I propose let's listen to the first clip.
Stop! Put your pencils down, close your test booklet, and look up at me. It has come to our attention that we have an issue of compromised academic integrity. Mr. Eldridge, was it right to take advantage of Miss Lawrence's self-sabotage instead of reporting it immediately?
No.
Are we correct in assuming that you were simply concerned with efficiency when you picked up that pencil? That you didn't have time to think about the consequences?
Yes. I'm very, very sorry. It won't happen again.
Are you sure?
Yes. Please don't recall me. Please.
Then may I ask Andy or Jesse and Chris how you felt when Andy said stop?
Andy is so scary. It's so good.
Oh, literal goosebumps.
I mean, literally. I got a chill chime in here. I got a real Mr. Smith vibe from that clip.
I remember specifically like recording in the closet and hearing Andy, and like my heart would actually skip a beat. I'd be like, oh fuck. Like I got actually scared.
I remember when we were recording that, and you actually told me we had to do it a couple of times, the stop specifically. We had to do it a couple of times because you were like, can you move away from the microphone? Like not so I was like yelling it from across my room just because you know, we're trying to like do this stuff on stage. So like having to kind of control it for a microphone was a totally different challenge. And it was like, I had to like pull out all of my vocal tool, like tools and stuff to be like, cool, how do I like harness this into the microphone, but not like completely blow it out? You know what I mean? Also, like, that scene was just so much fun to just like toy around with you guys, you know, like, yes, very Agent Smith, like Professor Umbridge, like that's the sort of like vibes that I like clung onto. And I was like, cool, this is how I access this scene.
There's some Trunchbull in there too, I think.
Yes.
Amy, did you want us to go to one of the other prep clips?
Yeah. It's called an information advantage. So keep quiet and act like you're playing along. Act like nothing's changed. Smile and be your charming self, but internally, stop thinking of ways to help her. Completely dissociate emotionally and just focus on your own survival and what's best for you. Got it?
So, Dan, talk to us a little bit about this. Do you think that this was the right plan for Spencer?
Well, for Spencer, I mean, at this point, his fate was pretty well sealed, and had been for like 18 years at that point. So it was a little late for him, but I think it is the advice that he would have wished someone had given him, because he was almost certainly distracted by the stuff that had gone down with June when he took this test. And had he not been, maybe he wouldn't have had an 18-year time limit, you know? As for whether it was the right thing for Luke, in terms of longevity, yeah. But emotionally, it's less clear. But was it the right choice for Luke in general? I mean, is life always better than death?
Can we listen to the next clip?
Listen, if I wanted to sabotage you, I could just report you to the authorities right this second. Tell them you took advantage of me.
What? That's horrible and completely not true.
I'm just saying, if I wanted to fuck you over and show the algorithm just how manipulative I could be, there's a far easier way than trying to make you feel something. I'm trying to make a glitch. So if you want to accuse me of anything, then accuse me of trying to sabotage production.
Mamie? Are you a terrorist?
I'm part of the resistance, yes.
I love her.
So take us through that, Chris. Take us through that scene. What was that like for you? How were you feeling?
I mean, I think it's just a lot of like disbelief that Luke can be such a stick in the mud. Like, how dare he think that about Mamie? Like, after like the kindness and the moments they've had, for him to think that and bring it up it feels like a betrayal. And it's also just like in my mind, it almost makes Mamie question her own judgment, because like, how could she like put some like trust in like creating this friendship with someone who could be so stupid?
Or Lisa and Jesse, can you speak a little bit to the clip that we just played?
It just gave me chills in a really, really good way. Just like chills and, oh my gosh, it sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything difficult in working on that scene?
So trying to convey Luke's shock and his just his disbelief, his shock, and also in like a whisper almost, because he doesn't want to shout it, but he's also like, this is huge news for him. And so I think that was probably one of the hardest parts of it.
Alisa?
Yeah, I'm so thankful to the actors. They really delivered this scene pitch perfect. And just see that whisper, I had like chills. When I heard that, so much so that I kind of wanted, when I, you know, every time I hear a script, I go back and I change it. I want to change it to whisper so the next actor knows to say it in whisper, because I think that's absolutely how that line should be delivered. That you're right, that he doesn't want anyone to hear it all out in this world that is where there's so much surveillance, right? So he'd have to say it in a whisper. And it's like a very nice contrast between Mamie's, the way that Chris plays it, very kind of, we've heard it's like this outburst, right? And then it goes like this almost silence, and then kind of Luke's quiet voice. I thought that was really well done. And so thank you. Thank you so much for doing it so well.
We can actually listen to the last clip because this is very connected to that.
June?
Spencer and the custodian seem to recognize one another. They check their devices, then look back at each other in disbelief.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry, you're mistaking me for someone else.
Wait, no. Are you here for... You're here at STO, right?
It's a mistake. I'm not who you think I am.
No, wait, we're a match.
Spencer jumps to his feet.
Let go!
Sorry, June?
There's been some kind of error. I'm sorry.
Andy, can you take us back, Andy?
It's the first time and kind of the only time we ever actually see June with her walls down at all. I remember like that part of the scene was like, so, like we were, it was so hard to get like the timing down because we're not like in the same space, like running into each other, you know what I mean? So like we, Dan and I and Noemi, we were like kind of, there was a lot of dancing, vocal dancing going on during that. The thing about the custodian and June, which I picked up even from the first time I read like the first draft, when it was like the first round of, like there was a round of auditions that was going to happen and then like it got pushed back. And I remember reading it then, it was like an early draft of it. And even that first time I was like, oh, I know this character. Like, I know this character really well. And it like jumped off the page, all the characters did. But then like when I actually went in and read, it was this thing of like, it was very clear to me that she's the closest personification to the algorithm itself. Represented in the play, but then like, how do you add humanity to that?
Alisa, that, what was that scene like for you?
I remember hearing you and Dan read it for the first time, and I believe you're friends in real life. Is that true? Yeah. Okay. And so I remember.
We're actually really good friends. It was like, we went into that scene being like, all right, this is going to be awkward, but like, let's do it. We're actors.
I mean, I think there's like so much, like you have so much trust between, and I'm hearing you read it, when I saw you in the room, I was like, oh, right. They're friends and they're comfortable with one another. And so it was very beautiful. And yeah. I listened to the episode and I mentioned it kind of broke my heart because I think there's even more humanity to June. Like, I always, with this character, discover more and more angles to her, so to speak. It's like, oh, yeah, she's a human being after all.
Also, can I just say, like, I love the podcast version of this. Like, I love it. I so want to still do this on stage. I so want to do this. Like, I cannot tell you how much, like, when I first read it, Alisa, I was like, this needs to be out there. Why isn't it out there yet?
Thank you to our donors and supporters for their critical help throughout this process.
And a huge thank you to our listeners. We appreciate the time you spent with us, but it is time to say farewell. We hope you enjoyed the journey.
This was the final talkback episode of Algorithm, the audio drama podcast written by Alisa Zulina. To follow us and our upcoming projects, please visit floor5theater.com. Be well.